Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When we give consideration to both of our scripture lessons this evening, you can see a theme that runs very clearly through them. And that is that you are given two paths. One path leads to life, and one path leads to death. One path ultimately leads to eternal joys in heaven, and the other path leads to eternal sufferings in hell. And while you're here on earth, the devil tries to make the wide road that leads to hell seem more appealing. Don't you just want to gratify the flesh? Don't you just want to live however you want to live? Don't you know that if you eat this thing, you can be like God? The serpent in the garden tempts you and I in the same way that he tempted Eve. Even in paradise, where everything was perfect, the devil was able to come and convince us otherwise. So in this life, when things are no longer perfect, where we can see the effects of sin all around us, we see death, we see decay, we see disease, we see all sorts of sin rampant on our TV screens, on our phones, in the news, and the media, we see it rampant. We see it rampant when we go out in public and we see how people dress out there. Obscenities on their minivan to let you know that there are children in it. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen curse words on minivans to let people know that there are children there. And I wonder why. Why would somebody use that language around children? But that is the effects of sin. Our fallen world has become so fallen that there is immodesty, indecency all around us. We used to understand the need for modesty. We used to understand the need for decency. And we acknowledge the laws against obscenities. But so many of those are now gone. The concept there is that the First Amendment gives people right to say and do and act and dress however they want, as opposed to how God might actually want them to be. There are two ways, one that leads to death and one that leads to life. Jesus is clear, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is that wonderful term that encapsulates wealth, stuff, the desire to amass these things. God says, if you're going to go down the path that leads to mammon, that leads to righteousness in the eyes of the world, that is collecting stuff, then ultimately you are a slave to sin. But if instead you walk the road, the narrow path that leads to eternal life with Jesus, he may bless you with some earthly things. But it's heaven that is the real reward. You cannot serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. It's not that it is inherently sinful to have anything or have money. That's not the point. The point is, where is your heart? If your heart is following Jesus, if your heart is saying, I will give up the life of sin to instead pursue righteousness because my Father is holy and he demands me to be holy, knowing that when I fail, I can look at the cross of Jesus Christ and see what he has done for me. If we follow that path, and the riches might come afterward, thanks be to God. But if those riches never come, thanks be to God. You can enter heaven dirt poor. You can enter heaven with no clothes, with no house, with no car, with no earthly things like that. Get to heaven without any of it. And so it's about the priorities. Will I prioritize Jesus first? Will I place him as Lord over my life and pursue righteousness because he has promised that he is the blessing that comes at the end of that path of righteousness? The Pharisees heard Jesus' message and they were extremely mad. How dare you? Luke writes, the Pharisees were lovers of money. They hear these things and they deride Jesus. How dare you? We're doing just fine. But Jesus said to them, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. There are godly professions and there are wicked professions. If you earn your living by wicked living, the world will congratulate you for it. But God sees the heart. By earning a living in a wicked way, this is an abomination in the sight of God. By amassing earthly things as opposed to focusing on how you can use those things to serve God, this is an abomination to him. This past Sunday, we heard in our gospel lesson that we are to use this earthly things to extend the kingdom of God, not for our own selfish gain. No, you cannot serve God and mammon, love of money, love of stuff. You are not a slave to sin anymore. You have been bought and purchased by the blood of Christ. Your Father is God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And he says, follow me. What a joy it is to give up a life of sin and follow the only path to salvation. You are now slaves. You are now servants to God Almighty. Give up the wills of the flesh. Turn them aside. Having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness in Christ Jesus our Lord. You, dear Christians, you, dear children of God, live like it. Your Father is not the devil like many of the Pharisees. You do not need to live a life of lies or pursuing the next great thing in the eyes of the world. Live your life for Jesus. Submit yourselves fully to him. Submit yourselves and say, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want to go in the way that you will send me. I want to make decisions based on what your word says and the conscience that you have given me and instructed me to. I don't care which celebrities endorse which products. I don't care which influencers on social media and what they're telling me to buy. I care that I will live my life for you. Help me to do this. Help me not to care so much about what other people have to say or think about me. Help me to care first and foremost what you think, what you would say, and what you would have me do. You cannot serve mammon and end up in heaven. Serve the living God, the one who has trampled mammon under his feet. The one who says, come to me and live. No longer do you have to be stuck in your sin. No longer do you have to be stuck in the mires of the devil in this world. Follow me and live. Live a life of washing, of renewal, of rebirth. Live a life of sanctification. Submit to me and allow me to make you holy. Thanks be to God, we don't have to do this ourselves. Thanks be to God that the narrow way is narrow, but that our Lord is the one ultimately driving us on it. He is the one that carries us in the moments of our weakness, in the moments of our faintness, and he is the one ultimately that will drag us at times to the other side. You have joy in your life, even in the hardships, even when you lose those loved ones to disease, to death, you trust that Jesus Christ has secured them and he has secured you. Serve God and live. The church sings, "The world abideth not, lo, like a flash 'twill vanish. With all its gorgeous pomp, pale death it cannot banish. Its riches pass away, and all its joys must flee, but Jesus doth abide. What is the world to me?" Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.